Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. My name is Sister Mary Armstrong, heading in for Deacon Armstrong this evening. And I'm glad to be with you. And I'll be coming to you this evening with talking about the true vine. And I'm honored to be with you this evening. And I'd like to say that the views and opinions expressed on the Crime Chopped and Drunk Network are solemnly those of the host, guest, and caller. These views and opinions do not represent Crime Chopped and Drunk Radio Network, its management, or other hosts or advertising. And we thank God for having this opportunity to come to you this evening. But first, we want to go into prayer. And we just thank God for you being listening to us this afternoon. And if we make any mistakes, we ask you to please look over us and forgive us. Most holy and always God, we give an honor to you this evening. We thank you for this opportunity, and we just give you praise, honor, and glory. Thanking you for allowing us this day that you have blessed us to be able to see, God. We thank you, God, for all the blessings, God, that you have restored upon us, Lord Jesus, because we are truly blessed. And we give you honor, praise, and glory. We ask you to bless everyone on the line. We ask you to take over, God, and let something be said that will encourage those that are listening tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, let me decrease, God, and let your spirit take over, God, and bless the listeners, Lord Jesus. Because we all learning tonight, God, and we know, God, that you are the true vine, God. And if we go according to your word, God, we all will be blessed, God. Have your way, Lord, and just help us to live according to your precious word. Because your word is already settled in heaven. And if we abide in your word and let your word abide in us, we'll be able to make the journey. We ask you these things in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We're going to be coming to you tonight from St. John, the 15th chapter. And it's talking about the true vine. And we know if we abide in the vine, which is Jesus Christ, we'll be able to make the journey. Praise God, because he tells us in his word, without me, ye can do nothing. So we're going to be starting at the first verse of the 15th chapter of St. John. It says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, purgeth it, that he may, let me start over. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch away, and every branch that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me and I in you. Let me read that again. I am the true vine and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now, you know you have to prune a tree. And pruning, you have to cut back the branches that don't do right. You have to cut it back. And it said, now ye are clean through the word that I have spoken unto you. Now, the Lord cleans, the word cleans us up. The word will clean us up. But let us go to the 15th chapter, St. Matthew. The 15th chapter, 13 verse. But he answered and said, every plant which my Heavenly Father had not planted, shall be rooted up. Now, if he didn't plant it, it's going to be rooted up. But now the Word of God says, now you are clean through the Word that I have spoken unto you. The Word will clean you up. Why we have to read God's Word so we'll know the Word of God. The Word will clean us up. That's why we have to go to church and listen to the preacher and take it to heart what the man of God says. That's why when we're at home, we get in that Word and we read that Word for ourselves. And the Word will clean us up. It'll take out what's not right in us. And it will clean us up, the Word. He said, now are ye clean through the Word which I have spoken unto you, that abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. You have to abide in the vine. Jesus is the vine. We are the branches. Now, the branches can't abide by itself. It has to stay connected to the vine. And you know how a tree is. There's the vine. And the branches is hanging off from the root of the tree. Now, if that branch get broke off from the vine, that branch going to wither and it's going to die. It has to stay connected. So we have to stay connected to Jesus Christ, for we don't stay connected, we'll wither up and we'll die. And it says, Richard, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Now, that's plain. Without me, he said, ye can do nothing. We can't do nothing without the Lord. We have to give him praise every day, just like natural. If we don't eat normal food to feed the body, we cannot live. You will die if you don't eat normal food. If you go without food, you will get weak and you'll die. If you go without water, you'll get dehydrated, you'll get weak and you'll die. Just like it's hot now, summertime. You keep going without water, you'll get where you'll have to end up going into hospital. They have to give you a fluid and all that, and you'll get sick and you'll die. If you go without food, you're going to get sick and you'll die. Just like we need spiritual food for our soul. If we don't get spiritual food, our soul is going to die. We're going to get spiritually weak. That's why we need the food, our spirit. The Word of God, it feeds our soul. That's why we have to read the Word of God when we're home. We have to spend time in prayer with God. That's how it feeds our soul. And just like we have to eat natural food to feed our body, because we need that to have nourishment for our body. Okay, listen what it says on down here. I am the true vine. Like I said, without me, you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. So see, we have to abide in the Word of God. We have to abide in him. That's how we live spiritually. That's how we grow spiritually. Because if we don't grow spiritually, we're going to die spiritually. And we have to grow spiritually in the Lord. In order to go back with God, we have to feed our soul. That's what we must do. We have to feed our soul with the Word of God through fasting, through praying, not just on Sunday, not just on Wednesday night if we go to prayer service, but while we're at home, during the week, sometimes the spirit will tell you in your mind, you need to go pray. You need to go pray. Or you need to fast. It'll tell you, you'll hear it in your mind, you need to fast. Or you can wake up in the morning and say, it can be in the night, you need to go pray. Ask the Spirit of God speaking to you. You need to pray. Well, you need to go pray then. Or you need to read your word. Ask the Spirit of God letting us know it's time to spend time with God. Ask the Spirit of God talking to us. Because we have to spend time, quality time, with the Lord. Ask seed in our soul so we'll grow spiritually. How are we going to get closer to God? That's like in the natural. If you work all the time and don't spend time with your children, how do you have a relationship? Yes, we have to work. Now, like it takes both parents a lot of time to pay the bills and stuff, but you would need to have family time with your children and have that love bond with your children. Mom and dad need to have that bond with each other, that love between each other. Not just have making money and not knowing what's going on in the home. You need to have a bond with your family so y'all be close to one another. Because a lot of times you out trying to make money and all this, but you don't have that relationship in your home. And the children don't even have that love relationship with their mom and dad because the mom and dad's out there with a career and they trying to do all this, but what's going on with the home life? They don't have a home life with the family. But you need to have a home life. And you have to have a connection with Jesus Christ. You need that family life in order to have love in your home and praying together and talking to God. You have to have that relationship with the Lord. Why Jesus came and died on the cross that we might have that relationship with God. That's why he wants a relationship with us. Adam broke that relationship with mankind when he disobeyed God. But God wanted a relationship with mankind. So he sent his son and Jesus died on that cross. He suffered. He grew up as a baby, and he knows everything that man goes through. He knows when man is broken and his heart is hurting. He knows what it is to be mistreated. He knows what it is when we hurting and all this. He knows what it is. And so that's why he came and he suffered and he bled and he died. He knows what it is to be rejected. Jesus knows all that because he was rejected. But he took it because he came to die for the sins of the whole world. So therefore, everything man goes through, Jesus has been through. We know to accept him in our hearts because that's God wants a relationship with mankind. And the only way that we can get to the Father is through Jesus Christ. And Jesus says in his word, without me, you can do nothing. So he's telling us in the word of God, in the 15th chapter of St. John, without me, you can do nothing. And if we abide in him and he abide in us, we can ask what we will and may, and it'll be given unto us. Praise God. And it says, the seventh verse says, if he abide in me and my word abide in you, look what he tells us. You can ask what you will, and it'll be given unto you. Now is my Father glorified that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. And look what he says over here in the fifth chapter of St. John, of St. Matthew, the fifth chapter and the 16th verse. He says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. For I am come, I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. He loves us so that he wants a relationship with us. So praise God. So we're going to give you a chance to, if anyone's on the line, line is open, we're going to give you a chance to express yourself and help talking about the true vine, because we're not God's enemy now. We're his friends if we know who he is. When Jesus sent, God fixed it when he sent Jesus down here, and we accept him in our heart. We're not an enemy to him anymore. We're his friends, and we belong to him. Praise God. And he tells us in the 13th chapter, says, let not our heart be troubled. Praise God. We don't have to worry about what's going on in the world now. Because he said, I go away to prepare a place for you. So he's prepared a place for us, and we don't have to worry. But in the 15th chapter, he's telling us that we have to abide in the vine. And we have to do what he tells us to do. So if we abide in that vine and he abide in us, we can do the will of God, because we have to abide in the vine and the vine, and we can ask what we will and it be given unto us. And the word cleanses us. Through his word, it cleans us up. Praise God. And we can ask what we will, because why? We're keeping his word in our hearts. And he cleanses us through his word. So if anyone's on the line and they want to say something or they got an opinion, we want you to feel free at this time. Praise God.
Well, I thank God for the word. Because this is Jesus, the Son of the living God.
Yes,
himself speaking and telling us what he wants us to do. And he's teaching us if we just abide in him. In other words, if we just trust him and continue to serve him. And no matter what we go through, there are times when we get discouraged. Everybody gets discouraged sometimes. But don't give up. You have to still hold on to God's unchanging hand. And Jesus will not abandon you. He will never let you down. And
he will never
fail you. Because I know I've been through a lot, and there were times when I felt like giving up myself, but I didn't give up, because I knew that Jesus was on my side, and I continued to pray, and you got to pray. You got to continue to seek him. Praise God.
Yes,
you got to continue to seek him. You got to be consistent. And when you can speak, don't you know joy comes?
Yes,
joy comes when we're consistent with the Lord.
Yes.
It comes.
Yes,
And without him, like he said in the word, Jesus said these words. He said, without me,
you
can
do
nothing. Jesus.
Jesus spoke these words.
That's the whole nut in the shell, because Jesus spoke it. And we got to do what God say and continue and in faith and believe and trust in him no matter what the situation. I know a lot of people are going through different things right now. Everybody is going through something. We don't all go through the same thing. Your cross may be harder than mine. It may be heavier than the cross that I'm bearing. But no matter how heavy that cross gets, I want to encourage you tonight, because I know for myself, you can make it by the grace of God. Simply because Jesus said in the word, he said, I'll be with you always, even till the end of the world. And if you believe that, he will.
Praise God. God, he will.
But you have to believe it, and you got to trust him. You got to hold on. Don't give up. This is no time to give up because we've been tried, we've been tested. We're going, some are going through the fire. They're going through storms. One thing right after the other.
Amen.
But God is still in charge.
Trust God. Yes, he's in charge.
You can depend on him. He will never let you down. Don't you know that Jesus never fails?
He
never fails. Praise God. The Bible said heaven and earth was going to pass away.
But his word
won't pass away. It will stand forever. So I thank God for this chapter 15, chapter of St. John, because Jesus is really telling us how we can succeed and how we can get have joy, how we can get the victory if we only trust in him. He's telling us that. So be encouraged. Child of God, we have to depend on him, even when it looks impossible.
We have to.
We still have to trust him. Even if we don't understand,
we
still have to trust him.
We have to trust him.
Praise God.
Amen.
What is so important, trust.
You have to trust.
Take him at his word.
Amen.
Take Jesus at his word. Praise God. Glory, hallelujah.
Praise God.
God,
we thank
him. Hang in
God.
There.
So he's done that he should lie. Praise God.
No, he's
I
not.
Tell you.
Praise God.
On a mandate. If he said it, that's what he meant.
That's
praise
what he
God,
meant.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you for that.
They say
anyone
God
else?
Is good all the time and
he's
all the time.
And we
God
can
is
trust
good.
Him for what he says. Amen. Praise God.
Glory
praise to. God. Anyone else? Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank the Lord.
Yes,
thank
I like
Lord.
To give thanks to God, and I thank God for the word, because the word is so
amen.
True. And I just thank God because, you know, in knowing that you are a child of God,
thank
and you feel
God.
It deep down within yourself and know.
Oh, yes. Yes,
I just thank God because, you know, he makes ways out of no way. And, you know,
yes,
he is. And we, as children of God, we got to grow gracefully in him and in the word of God. And how we grow in him, instead, like you said, is studying the word of God. Because the word of God will never fail us. And Jesus Christ will never fail us either. And, you know, I just thank him because he loves us so much. And we got to hold on, and we got to hold out, and we got to bleed out, and we got to trust in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because he died on the cross. Glory be to God for the entire world. Glory be to God. Christ is divine and God is the husband who cares for the branches to make them fruitful. The branches are all who claim to be followers of Christ. And I am a follower of Christ. He is my Savior. Praise God.
Lord,
and he takes care of each and every day.
Praise.
Like I said, we got to put all our trust in him. All our trust in him. Because time is winding up. I want
it
to
is.
Know.
It
so
is.
Much trouble in the list.
It
but
is.
Still,
yes,
we can look up and we can give God the praise. And we give God the glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, he is worthy to be praised. Oh, yes, he is. He takes care of his children. And says the branches are all who claim to be followers of Christ. And the fruit of branches are true believers who by their living union with Christ. And we know we're supposed to tell people about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God,
Lord.
He makes ways.
Yes, he does.
Oh, praise God.
Yes, he's a lovable God, and he cares for his children.
Amen.
And he knows,
amen.
And he knows the right hand side of the Father. Hallelujah.
Oh,
and
yes,
please.
Yes,
he is.
Yes.
He's pleading for the people that's in this world. They still yet have time. Glory be to God. Yes, they do. They have time.
Praise God.
Glory be to
yes,
God and
Lord.
Our Lord and Savior Jesus
Praise
Christ.
God.
We got to hold
Praise
on, like you said.
We have
like
to hold on.
We got to hold
we
on.
Have to.
And don't let go. Don't we let go.
To hold on.
No,
yes,
I
we do.
Let go. Hallelujah, God.
Have
is
to
a good
hold
God.
On.
And I thank God for
He's
the word.
God.
I thank God for
Amen.
You and all the people
Amen.
That come in. Because we need our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ like never before. And we got to know who
we
are. Not because somebody else tells us, but we got to know for ourselves. We got to have him in our heart. Like I said, I said, Jesus, you are my heart. He keeps my heart going. He is my heart.
Praise.
He knows what is. He knows what's in my heart. He knows what's in my mind.
Yes,
he
does.
He
has for me.
And you know, I got to make this journey. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I got to make it for myself. This is an individual time for every one of us.
Individual
we got to hold on.
Praise
we
God.
Got to hold on. Faith,
we
got
to hold,
hold
on.
On. We got to believe.
That's right.
I got to trust it. Like
hold on and trust
before.
In the Lord. With every
ounce
of time
is winding up.
Everything.
Yes, it is.
That we have. We got to trust
him.
I've been started. We've
got to trust him. Praise God. We must trust him. It's, like you said, it's an individual thing. We're not. We can't stand in no one's place. We're going to have to stand for ourselves and give an account. I said, can't we be judged now? Praise God.
Yes, that's right.
And we have to take him at his word. We have to take him at his word because his word is true. It's settled in heaven. And we have to trust him for what he says. Is there anyone else on the line want to say something at this time? Praise our God. Praise our God. And I was looking at what it says over here. He says, right here in the 16th chapter of St. John. It says, and in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. He wants us to ask him. He don't get tired of us.
He wants us to have joy, too. Amen.
And he wants us to ask him.
And
be
God.
Specific. He wants us to ask him. I was listening to E.G. Patterson. Just like you said, Lord, I need a car. You don't ask. You tell him what you want. Be specific. When Hannah was wanting a child, she wanted a man child. She didn't say, Lord, I just want a baby. She said, I want a man child. You be specific when you talk to God. He wants us to be specific.
Amen.
Praise
That's
God.
Right. Amen.
And be specific. Tell him what you want. Praise the Lord. Just don't go, well, Lord, I want a car. Well, you tell him what you want. If you want a Cadillac, tell him you want a Cadillac. If you want a brand new home, tell him, God, but which God? He knows what we need. And he will supply what you need. So we can ask God. He knows our heart. He already knows what we want. So we can ask God what we want. Be specific and tell him. Praise the Lord. Because he's, like our bishop say, we have to be little kings. You know, that's what bishop would say. So God, he's a good God. And he cares about his children.
Yes,
and
he
so
does.
He wants us to be specific what we ask for. Thank God. Yes. I was at the doctor's office today, and I was just talking to the Lord. And I said, you know, people, they want to kill, just want to kill people. And I said, but, and you know, some can kill what they tongue. But I don't want to be like that. I don't want to kill people with my tongue. So you can kill people with your mouth. But I just want to have a heart of love.
I just want my heart filled with
Amen.
Love.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I want my heart filled with love. Yes. That's what God, he says, a new commandment I leave unto you, that you love one another. And that's
what
he wants to have. A heart filled up with love that you love one another. That's how they going to know that you are my disciples. If someone else got something, I seem like I heard a new voice. Does someone
well,
else have something like
can I say this? This song came to me this morning when before I got up. It came to me. It's an old song I heard a long time ago. Could I just sing a little bit of that?
Yes,
it's
you sure can.
Hope and charity.
Oh,
that's the way the
living
successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. Be good to your enemies and bless the Lord. He'll surely please. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. Don't worry about tomorrow. Just be real good today. The Lord is right beside you. He'll guide you all the way. So have faith, hope, and charity. That's the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so.
Now that song
comes to me,
heard that
and that's an old song.
Now that's a good song to sing. Praise
the Holy
the
Spirit
Lord.
Brought that to me this morning.
God. Now that had to be the Holy Spirit because I haven't heard that in a long time. Faith, hope, and charity. Praise our God. Now ain't that
Hallelujah.
Wonderful?
Glory. Hallelujah.
So, praise our God. Faith, hope, and charity. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. Praise our God.
Amen.
But I'm choosing me to serve him. He didn't throw me away. He didn't throw me away, but he brought me back into the fold. And I am so thankful. Praise God. That's why we have to keep our loved ones in the prayer. Because we don't know what they're facing from day to day. And that's how come we have to continue to pray before we go out. We have to say, Lord, you go before me or send your angel before me because we don't know what we're going to face as we leave our house going out on the highway. We don't know, but we need to pray because we don't know what's
happening.
That's right. You know, so Satan can have a trick out there, but God can keep us from it. So he should say, always pray and not think. Because we don't know what he done said out there. But we should always pray and not thank. Because God is able to see us through. Pray anyone else out anything you'd like to. God's a good God. And he loves us all, but he hates sin. He loves to send a man and to send a boy, send a girl, send a woman. But he hates sin. And we have to tell it. We have to continue to tell the truth and do the right thing. Regardless if it's our people or what, we still have to tell the truth. Because sin is sin. It ain't no little sin. It ain't no big sin. Sin is sin. And
that's
what
right.
we have
Amen.
To do.
Amen.
It ain't no big sin. Sin is sin. Praise the Lord. If someone asks you about it, we just have to tell them the truth. Sin is sin.
Amen.
And no sin is going to enter into heaven. It's not going to enter in. Praise God. Praise God. Because he went away to prepare a place for us and no sin's entering in. So we have to be free from sin. Only the righteous. Only the righteous. Praise God. And so I tell you the truth. We just have to live and do what's right and please God. But praise the Lord. And I so just like it said right there, greater love no man than this,
that a man lay down his life for his friend. Ye are my friend if ye do whatsoever I command you. This is Jesus saying this, the 14th verse in the 15th chapter of St. John. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you that and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Look at it. Praise God. He didn't refuse him. He chose him. And I'm so thankful. I heard another voice. Do you have anything to say?
To God be the glory. I truly thank you. I truly thank you for stepping in and standing in for me. I'm usually right there, Johnny, on the spot during my ministry on Thursdays at 8, but I had to ask my wife this evening to help me out. The enemy, he's trying to discourage me. God told me that I was healed of whatever disease I had. And then this evening, I was watching that G.E. Patterson. It was prayer of the name of his topic was prayer of healing. And we watched that, and, you know, we're praising the Lord and glorifying God and just speaking out. And, you know, it wasn't long after that, it's like he's trying to twist my neck off, you know, all of a sudden. But if we keep on praising God, don't let that distract us, you know. Let him do what he's going to do. We know what to expect. So we just keep praising God, giving God the glory, and not being distracted or sidetracked because low pain here, low pain there, it's expected. We just have to keep our eyes on him, you know, and we'll be able to stand whatever the devil throws at us, you know, his dark.
That's right.
His demons, you know. We have to be strong in the Lord. We have to be strong in the Lord. You know, and I haven't been in the number that long, but I'm understanding and learning because the time is getting short, and people are just falling by the wayside. You know, they think the world is okay now. You know, everybody wants to be a Christian, but they're not living that life. So we have to separate ourselves completely. You know, we have to let family know this is what we have to do. We love you. We'll see you when we see you, you know, but we just can't hang around people that aren't saved. It will start to rub off on us. They'll come up with ideas. Oh, I want you to go here. I need to talk to you about something. No, we need to separate, and if they have any questions or anything, we'll direct them to God, just like we were directed to God, you know, and ask him, pray to God for yourself. We'll pray for you. But, you know, we have to be able to know that and keep that on our mind, you know. We all didn't really grow up in the church because we had our own private life. We went out there and did whatever we wanted to do, you know. But we had to come back to, as they say, our first love because he first loved us. And he will not let us be destroyed because of a weakness that we have within us. He will let that Holy Ghost, it will lead and guide us. You know, and the other day, something was bothering me, and I said, Lord, I can't deal with this. It was about my car. And I had this guy to call himself Fix It. He did a poor job. So I complained to his parent company, and I said, well, I'm not going to take him to small claims court. Let me pray on it. I prayed on it. And I called the parent company, and they told me, get pictures and a detailed report from another mechanic and send it to them. So that was the best thing to do than try to stress myself out. My car is all torn up. I trusted this guy. You know, me putting him down you know, instead of giving God the glory, because my eyes were opened by his spirit to let me know the right thing to do. And that way I'm not falling from grace, you know. And I truly thank God for that, just being able to ask him, and not necessarily my brother because he's an apostle, or my mom because we're kind of close, you know, but I have to do for myself. I have to do for myself. And then I can do for others. I can pass that along. The strength that I have, the encouragement that I get, the hope that I can pass along to anybody. And to have try to have an answer for somebody to ask me, what are you living for? You know, why you call yourself a Christian? Because God first loved me. He loves you too.
Amen.
You don't have to live out there in sin like you do. Just come on in. It's simple. And a lot of people, I always say, it's not the tree that falls across the road and you got to wait for somebody to come and saw it up. It's that little splinter in your finger that you can't see that's worrying. You know, you got your pen, you got your pair of tweezers, you digging to get that thing out. You know, so it's not necessarily the big stuff that bothers. It's the real simple stuff that gets a mankind all combobulated, you know, discombobulated, confused, you know. But God, he makes it so simple for his people. I truly thank him for that. I thank him for being saved. I do, you know.
Praise the Lord.
I truly thank him for being saved, you know, and still sanctify myself each and every day because I work around people that aren't saved. You know, God, he makes a way that I can distance myself from these people so that I can keep my sanity, you know, and I can stay safe. You know, I don't have to get involved in the conversation. I don't have to listen to any music. You know, my client and my God, he makes a way for us to escape. And that's just what we do. We escape. And we have our own little prayer in the car.
Praise
And to God be the glory, you know. Thank you for the time that I've been given, sis. But I really appreciate it. You're doing a great job. And thank you again. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
And as you were talking to brother, I thank God for Jesus, his son, because Jesus made the first choice, and that was to love us and to die for us.
Amen.
And to
offer
us eternal life.
It's up to us.
We have to make a choice or make the next step to see whether or not we want to accept him or reject him. Because either we're for him or we're against him. But I pray God tonight that I'm not against him.
Praise God.
I thank God I'm a child of God and he loves me for who I am. No matter what I've done, he loves me and he forgave me. And I thank God for that. Praise God. Hallelujah. I love the Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. I love him. I love the Lord.
I love the Lord. Amen. Amen. Freely, down in my heart. Praise the Lord. And you know,
hallelujah.
You know, and think about it is just like you know when you're young and you fall in love and he's on your mind doing. That's the way the Lord is. He's just on my mind through the day. Just on your mind, you're just thinking about the Lord and all that.
That's all right.
And songs that come on your mind, just thinking about him. And he's just on your mind. Why? Because you love him. You just love him. And you just glory, mercy. It's a blessing. It's just a blessing. All through the day, he comes on your mind and a song will come on your mind. And I tell you, because he's in your heart. He's just in your heart, and you're just in love with the Lord. I thank him for that. Lord, have mercy. Oh, praise the sinner man just don't know what they're missing, but God's able to touch their heart and open their eyes And then they can see.
That's true.
Then they,
that is true.
He can do it. He can do it. Because he knows those that's yet to come in. He knows, though. He got some out there that's yet to come in. Just like,
yes,
just like he did of Saul, Paul, you know, on the road to Damascus. He thought he was doing right, but God got him and changed him. So God knows,
mm-hmm,
those that's still out there that's yet to come in. That's why he's long-suffering, because he knows those that's still out there that he's going to call in. And I'm glad he's,
mm-hmm,
long-suffering, because we got,
hey,
those,
man,
out
I
there
am
that's
too,
still out there. And I'm glad he's, mm-hmm, long-suffering. Praise,
yes,
our God. So keep praying. Keep on praying. Keep calling them out. Praise God that they'll come on,
mm-hmm,
under that his protected arm. Praise God. Because,
yes,
we didn't all come in at the same time. We didn't,
no,
all get saved at the same,
praise,
time.
God. That's the,
so,
truth.
So God knows when to bring them in. Oh, praise our God.
Praise,
so,
God.
Y'all,
praise God.
You got anything else to say? Feel free. We got some time yet. Feel free. Feel free if you got something else to say. Praise
you
our,
you know,
God.
It's just like it says, we need to suit up for a spiritual battle. So,
that's,
you know,
right,
you said put,
put
on all of God's armor. And we got to put,
right,
it on so that we'll be able to stand.
That's the truth,
the,
too.
The wiles of the devil, because he's coming with every kind of trick.
Oh, yes.
And
oh, yes.
People.
Yes.
But we're living in,
that's
a time,
right,
where people are so evil and they're so wicked.
Yes, they are.
But still, yeah, yet we,
that's,
know,
right,
that we have,
that's,
our,
right,
Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is on our side. And we are on,
yes,
his,
it,
side. Praise,
that's,
God.
That's right.
We look to the hill. We're coming,
yes,
out,
we,
help.
Yes,
we
do.
And
come
our strength.
Ahead.
We got to,
that's,
lean,
right,
on him. And we got to trust him like never before.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory be to,
yes,
God. Sir. Oh, we,
true,
got,
that's,
to stay,
true,
ready. Glory be to God.
Yes, Lord, stay ready. We have to stay ready.
We're serving a mighty,
yes,
God. We're serving,
yes,
a holy God.
We're serving
God.
A mighty God.
We're serving an,
yes,
awesome, mm-hmm, God.
Yes,
oh,
yes,
yes,
yes. Hallelujah.
God. Glory,
oh,
be to God. He's a big,
yes,
God.
Lord,
yes,
yes,
he is.
Oh.
No,
with
the
capital
God,
G.
Millions and billions of people that we cannot even number. Glory be,
that's,
to God.
Right.
He sees the heart.
That's right.
He knows the heart of everyone. Glory be
he
to
knows
God.
The,
and I just think.
True.
I
that
just
think.
Right.
He knows the heart.
For my life.
He knows
my health.
Praise God, praise God.
Oh,
he knows the
so
mind.
Great.
And
all
one.
The time, God is good. Hallelujah. Praise our God.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
That is the truth. That is the truth. He knows the thoughts, the mind. He knows our thoughts before all. What a mighty God.
We serve. Glory.
Mighty God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
He is a mighty God. Oh, praise,
mm-hmm,
God, praise. He knows us. He knows us better than we know ourselves.
Amen.
Absolutely.
That's right. I'm
absolutely
so glad he does. I'm so glad he knows us better than we know ourselves. Lord,
amen.
Mm-hmm.
And before we were born, he
knew us. If that's the truth, before we was even conceived.
Hallelujah.
And that scripture where he says that part about he forgives us of all our iniquities and heal us all,
mm-hmm,
our diseases. And that's the truth. He does. Everything he said in his word is true. Everything
yes, it
he
is.
Says in his word.
Yes, yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
And
we
can
depend
on what he says.
Yes.
We can
yes.
depend
praise
on his
God.
Word.
Praise
our
God.
Because his
praise
word
God.
Don't lie. Man
that's
may
right.
mean what they
that's
say, but
right.
sometimes men can't do it. They mean to do it, but they can't do it. But if God said it, that's what he means. And he
mm-hmm.
sticks to his word. Praise our
sure.
God. It's
I'd
so
like
Lord.
To know.
We thank praise
I'd like
the
to
Lord.
Know if I could I quote that scripture you're talking about? It's one of my
yes,
favorite.
Yes, you can quote it.
It's Psalm 103, and
mm-hmm.
I'll do verses 1 through 6.
Yes, yes.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all of thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who filleth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord will execute righteousness and justice for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. Praise God.
Praise God.
Yes, Lord, every day.
We thank God for everyone that blessed us on this line tonight. We thank God for everyone on the line, because God knows all about it. And we just give God the praise. We give God the praise and honor tonight. And we thank God for this problem. Praise our God. So we're going to ask Elder Slogan if she would close us out. Praise our God.
Praise the Lord. Eternal God, our gracious Heavenly Father. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you thanks. We honor your holy name. We thank you tonight for this podcast, Lord. We thank you for the word, because truly, glory to God, Jesus, you are the true vine, and our Father is the husband, and we are the branches. Glory to God, and unless we stay connected up with you, we won't be able to make it. But God, I pray, Lord, each and every day that you would help us to stay connected, that we'll continue to keep going forward and not go backwards, but we'll seek the Lord while he can be found. Call on him. Hey, God, while he's near, because there's nothing that you can't do. You will never fail us. We are your children. We were made for your glory. We were made to worship you. And I give you the glory tonight. I thank you, Lord, for your mercy. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for loving me, Lord. I thank you for finding me. For choosing me. Glory to God. I pray, Lord, that you bless everyone on the podcast tonight. Hallelujah. Help us to go through our trials and our troubles, realizing, God, that you are able. You are able to do all things, because Jesus, you never fail. And we're on the winning side. The enemy has already been defeated. So glory to God. We have victory in Jesus, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And I thank you tonight. God, I pray
thank
for any sick among us. Hallelujah,
God,
that you would touch right now. Oh, God, touch your healing grace in the name of Jesus. Cover them, Lord. In Jesus' name, we're going to bless your name anyhow, no matter what. Touch in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in Jesus' name. Remember those that are bereaved right now. So, Lord, we lift them up to you. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We thank you, because we know that you're the God of mercy and the Father of all comfort. So, Lord, we pray in it. We're giving you all the glory and the honor. Touch in Jesus' name right now. Touch. We pray that your divine will be done in our lives, that we'll be obedient to thy will each and every day. Hallelujah. Thank you for this podcast. Thank you for the sister. Thank you, God, for my brother. All the saints, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you for them all. We pray that you would bless them right now. Hallelujah. Cover them, Lord, with your blood. Hallelujah. Let your divine will be done in our lives as we continue on this journey. And we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, for it's in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. My King, my High Priest, my Savior, God. Yay, Lord. I pray and ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For all that you have done.
God, praise.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Shalom, and y'all have a blessed night. Praise
Shalom.
Oh, God.
Shalom.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.